From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The lone candidate being considered to be the new Humboldt Bay Fire Chief knows the surroundings well. Battalion Chief Sean Robertson is the only person of 21 who were sent employment packages to return one. Robertson came to Eureka in 1996, graduating from HSU in 2000. Among the issues welcoming the incoming chief will be staffing levels and facility maintenance, plus revision of the department's five-year plan. An August 6th court date now faces Chad Smith, who faces two dozen felony counts stemming from the ongoing sexual abuse of a minor. Smith has been in jail for nearly a year after being arrested in June of 2017. An initial trial date was set for July, but the court's appointed attorney representing Smith said that she could not be ready by then. Trial confirmation will now come on July 18th. Smith's original trial ended in a mistrial after a new witness surfaced in the case. Well, a $500,000 grant is headed to the Sequoia Park Zoo. That money, coming from California State Parks, will be used to construct an elevated trail through a redwood canopy with platforms as well as interpretive elements. The money will also be used to renovate an existing trail and add native habitat plantings. That canopy walk would allow visitors to stroll through the treetops for a bird's eye view of the canopy below. No word on construction start or completion dates. Four area high school students awarded college scholarships through the Eureka Chamber of Commerce and Humboldt County Office of Education Rhododendron Youth Ambassador Program. This year, 20 high school juniors competed in the program designed to provide a glimpse of the local business world, illustrate the value of community involvement, and provide financial help to college-bound students. Scholarship recipients for 2018, third place, Hadley Ward of McKinleyville High School, who received a $750 scholarship sponsored by SHN Consulting Engineers and Geologists. Second place, $1,500, awarded to McKinleyville's Sebastian Reyes, sponsored by O&M Industries. And the first place scholarship of $3,000 went to Mariela Rodriguez Campos of Ferndale High, sponsored by the Times Standard. The most inspirational award, $500 scholarship, decided among the participants, was given to Josie Clancy of McKinleyville High School. The Humboldt County winner of the 2018 Congressional Art Competition is Catherine Ziegler, Six Rivers Charter High School, for her work, A Walk of Water. Each spring, the Congressional Institute sponsors a nationwide high school visual art competition to recognize and encourage artistic talent in the nation and in each congressional district. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.